Josh Simpson has been blowing glass most of his adult life. He is also fascinated by the universe. Over the years, the artist has fused his two passions, making intricate platters that resemble galaxies and spheres he calls planets.
All of my work has something to do with the perspective of either standing on Earth and looking up at the sky, or being in the sky and looking down at an Earth-like planet.
Like this one has this same blue.
Like many artists in the U.S., Simpson exhibits at craft shows. His favorite is the annual Smithsonian Craft Show. But out of 1,200 applicants, only about 120 artisans are selected each year. While Simpson has been applying for 30 years, this is only the third time he's been accepted into the show.
The Smithsonian Craft Show is probably the best craft show anywhere. It's probably easier to get into Harvard than it is to be accepted into this show.
Traveling to craft shows is not easy. 48 hours before the event, Simpson's brother Kim drove 8 hours from the artist's home in Massachusetts to Washington's National Building Museum and began unloading the glass objects. The brothers spent the next day unpacking and setting up their booth. And they were ready in time for the opening gala. Despite the stress, Josh says he loves being in this show.
For me, my art is the actual glass, but you also, with each piece of glass that you purchase, you also get me. I hope that it gives you a feeling for space travel, or I hope that it evokes some of the excitement and the thrill that I've gotten seeing Hubble or the Hubble Space Telescope images.
Simpson's passion for the universe was enhanced when he married Katie Coleman, an astronaut with NASA. She's been into space 3 times.
And she brought back thousands of pictures, and those pictures help inform what I do.
Kathleen White Kirsten, a volunteer at the Smithsonian Show, fell in love with one of Simpson's creations.
When I saw his pieces, I was drawn to them, particularly his blues, because they're so bright and they pull you into the complexity of the glass. That's why I bought it.
You have to imagine that you're an astronaut coming into orbit.
Despite the odds, Simpson hopes to be back again next year.
And I'll just have to keep my fingers crossed that I get in.
Proceeds from ticket sales and donations fund education, outreach, and research at the Smithsonian Institution. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.